Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Radio where you control the airwaves, and what you could do at 855-450-3733. That is 855-450-3733. And before we continue on here, finally finishing this article on Dr. Fauci's miracle vaccine, right, that he's about to talk about, and he gets into more disinfo. We have Jason from Arizona. He's been patiently waiting. So take him. What's on your mind? Thank you for calling.
Hello?
You there, Jason?
Yes, sir.
Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. Hey, guys, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. Somehow you guys are not on Arizona for any reason. I'm not quite certain how that happened.
We're not on in Arizona?
I'm listening to K-Talks, and it's somebody else.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, I'll make a note of that and see if I can figure out what's going on. Thanks for the heads up.
Thanks for heads up. Is there anything else you'd like to bring up?
Well, of course. I called you a few days ago about the taxi company.
And that was a different host.
You're going to have to recap whatever that was, because there's new listeners, new hosts.
Well, because with taxi companies, they are the people that work for them are not self-employed, but contracted independently. So I thought, okay, you know, maybe I'll go get a stimulus for them. I mean, myself, I'm a tad bit okay, but for these guys, they work their asses off. They're beating out Uber. They're beating out Lyft. They're beating out everybody over here. And my guys are exhausted. But at the same token, they get one or two calls a day.
Hold on. Let me see if I'm following what you're saying. It's a little confusing. You run a taxi company?
Because they're not on payroll. Yes, sir.
Okay.
But they're not on payroll.
Yeah, right.
But they get
contractors.
Paid. And so I thought maybe, okay, I'm going to get you guys some money for the slow time right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to work out that way because some of them are on Social Security. They do this as a, you know, a side job to make
right.
ends meet. And I'm baffled at the whole situation.
What can you do? I mean, if people don't need rides, then you're out of business.
But the problem is, if I get $1,200, I thought about just passing to them, just to keep them.
Give them
you
something.
Know what I'm saying?
That's generous of you.
How many guys do you have working for you?
Sometimes 12, sometimes 24.
Okay, so, I mean, you're talking about $50 a piece.
Yeah, basically,
That's barely going to buy him the alcohol for the weekend. So, I mean, it's a nice gesture. It's a nice gesture, but it's probably not going to be enough to make the difference one way or the other. I'm not saying don't do it. I mean, if you can afford to do it, then that's very nice.
But half of them come in, they can't even afford to pay their own phone bill.
Yeah.
And
I mean, ultimately... Ultimately, it's not your fault, right? Like, it's not your problem. This is the beginning of what is going to be likely a very difficult time economically, and it's all being brought on us by the government and people's obedience to it. Because if people weren't just like, okay, tell me what to do. Okay, I'll do whatever you say.
Okay, that's perfect you said that just because I wanted to bring up this comic.
Yeah.
Me and my wife's a registered nurse, an actual nurse, not a pretend. And we run around here. I got a business. She's got her thing. It's all great. But at the end of the day, we're making money. Everybody else is, you know, the only people that are going to, is sometimes she gets called off also. Apologize. It's just the recourse for the economics is not what they're saying. So when do we, as a people, we the people, when do we get involved and say, you know what, get out of here, Pelosi, get out of here? And I'm not trying to be, I've never voted in my life, but I'm thinking for sure I will today.
Well, I'll tell you this, it won't make a damn bit of difference. you going to vote. I'm not telling you not to, but whether you vote or not is not going to make any difference because whoever runs against Pelosi is probably just as bad as she is. You know,
so
they're all bad.
Limit terms. Let's just limit terms. I'm not, like I said, I'm not like that.
Yeah, if we can limit it to zero, like they never have a term, then I'd be okay with that.
I agree.
I would give you a year. If you do good for a year, then let's continue on.
They'll never do good. The positions are positions of power, and they attract people who are corrupted or corruptible or seeking that sort of power. And so, therefore,
you're screwed. But the most of the society is just like, okay, what do we do next? And I'm looking at it going, what do you mean, what do you do next? You don't remember, you know, back in the day when you were a kid or whatever, you didn't have to go to the grocery store, you know, simple things. And I just look at this whole thing. It's ridiculous.
Yep. That much is true. It's definitely ridiculous. I totally agree. I wish we could. I wish most people had that sentiment.
We the people have that right.
Well, in theory, you do have the right to overthrow, hopefully peacefully rather than violently, but to overthrow
but
any
tyranny.
Existing government. But the problem
the
is if your
is
neighbors don't want to go along with it, then you're basically up S Creek.
Yeah, you're going to be labeled a terrorist, and your face is, you know, anyone who goes up against the system, and it's awful. And hopefully, I'm glad to hear you're doing
thanks
okay.
For the
hopefully,
call.
You hang in there
appreciate
and your company. And I hope everyone listening is going to be doing okay. And I think that the opposite. I 100% agree that the way that this whole crisis has been handled by the government and the media, where or not handled. Excuse me. This crisis
more like
has
created
been
by
created. Yes. One would think that this is a time where people would just, you know, like, that's why I'm hoping the whole QAnon thing and all the mass arrests are coming, but I don't think it's the case. I think, I know.
They're
I think it's the opposite.
Themselves. Sure.
I think it's the opposite, where they're going to consolidate their power now.
Well, they're arresting people, just not the, you know, the people in power. I mean, there's a story out of Los Angeles about a phalanx of police that was called to raid a birthday party for a one-year-old recently. So that happened.
And they're citing the them violating social distancing.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't be having a party. This is not the time for parties. You can't be getting together and having fun with anyone else.
Well, I will say, what's the point of having like a big birthday party for a one-year-old kid if we're too young to remember it, right? Wouldn't you want to do something big for when they're like five or six and you could remember it?
It's for the adults, right? Like, they want to get together. They want to throw a party for their kid. They want to get together and, you know, have a good time. But footage from the incident, according to the Daily Mail in the Hyde Park area in Los Angeles, shows a group of around 40 revelers refusing to comply with social distancing rules. Law enforcement were forced to call for backup as the crowd became agitated, according to a source. LAPD said no arrests were made, amazingly.
So you have people doing activism and civil disobedience in California, and compared to New Hampshire, everyone just staying home and saying, "Oh, true, we got to trust the government." That's a very shameful display. But good on California. You know, sometimes good things can come from bad places.
Yeah, I mean, there's literally a line of cops here with their, you know, looks like they've got their
stormtrooper outfits.
No, they didn't. They didn't don the stormtrooper outfits because they were just ultimately dealing with a bunch of people with kids.
Well, at least they didn't. You know, knowing cops, at least they didn't shoot the children or kill the dogs.
Thank goodness.
Just a little bit left here. I just want to finish the Dr. Fauci's statement on the vaccine here. This was supposed coronavirus vaccine. He's trust a plan, absolutely. The ultimate solution to a virus that might keep coming back would be a vaccine. In fact, I was on a weekly conference call with the World Health Organization, sponsored group of all the health leaders in the world for dealing with this, the director said. Now, for those of you unaware, the World Health Organization is heavily influenced by China. I played it on my evening show last night. A very shameful interview with one of the head honchos at the World Health Organization, refusing to talk about Taiwan, saying he already talked about China. So yeah, the World Health Organization, who's been praising the Chinese handling of this, of the outbreak, which is, you know, them putting a black bag over people's heads, throwing them in mobile execution vans, welding people into their house. So as far as I'm concerned, the World Health Organization is a bad actor in all of this.
Absolutely.
We all came to agreement that we might may have cycling with another season, much better prepared. We will likely have interventions. The ultimate game changer in this will be a vaccine, the same way a vaccine for other diseases. Now we don't worry about them, Fauci said. Well, do we really not worry about diseases that have been, quote, cured by vaccination? We'll get to that on the other side, plus your calls at 855-450-3733. This is 3 Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's our chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition.
When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
All right, welcome back. everyone. This is Free Talk Live, radio where you control the airwaves. And before we, which you could do so at 850 by calling in 855-450-3733. And before we go to the phones, I want to tell you all about Divi. The next generation of wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviprojects.org. That's diviproject.org. And now we have we have Reviler calling in from Tampa, Florida. Welcome. What's on your mind?
Hello, gentlemen. I'm just listening to you guys, man. Hey, I wanted to bring up, not the corona, we've been inundated, right? I want to bring up, did you guys hear that the famous former white nationalist Matthew Heimbach has spoken out and turned pro-diversity, is now working for a Jewish organization? What are your thoughts as libertarians, gentlemen?
So you're saying
I wouldn't call any of these people famous.
Not even infamous, but I'm sorry, you're coming in a little soft there. So you're saying
of the dudes on the Vice documentary?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm asking. So Matt Heimbach, yeah. You're saying the founder of the Traditionalist Workers Party, which is a right wing socialist sort of thing.
He's a Nazi.
He's a marcher at Charlottesville. He is now pro diversity. He has rescinded white nationalism. That's what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Good for him.
A little bit,
you know, it's proof that people can change if that's what really happened, and I'm glad to hear it.
Ian, wait a minute. It's proof that some people are cowardly, you know what. I'm not going to curse. All right, cowardly pieces, you know what. Because you know what? If the guy does not agree with a certain political ideology anymore or whatnot, that's fine. But walk away. You know, have the decency to not counteract. It's like if you guys had a libertarian that turned something else, which you have had. And imagine if they just trashed you guys for being libertarians.
It's happened multiple times. I don't care.
So you're saying he's like pulling a Christian Piccolini, right? He used to be this big bad Nazi, and then now he's going on all these shows saying how he's anti-racist and how he...
I think that sounds like the right thing to do. If he used to be a racist and he's turned against racism, and now he's speaking out against it, then that's the right thing to do.
I think he's doing it because he wants a limelight. But sorry, go ahead, Rev.
Well, thank you. Wait a minute. I'm an ethical and existential nihilist. But I am still a moral agent, and I have value preferences, as we all do, right, gentlemen? So listen here. Mr. Freeman, I was wrong about you, by the way. You're a nice guy. I don't think you're an a-hole. And Vincent, I like you, too. We can unblock each other on Telegram. I like you, kid. You just like me to use my music. Listen, I wish your resident transgender were here, but I'll get to the point because you have other callers, all right? I miss this stupid libertarian network, and I will listen to it more. But I want to say this. Matt Heimbach is not going to tell you about the low IQ, 68 Somali IQ buttholes that rape women. He's not going to tell you about the diaper-headed camel pieces of feces that say Allahu Akbar no matter what Will Coley says. He's going to punch against his fellow genetic kind because he's a piece of garbage, and he takes it up the butt from transgender.
Well, you sound like you're a racist to me. So,
I am, Ian. I've been a racist.
So why am I going to care about what you have to say?
Well, that's stupid of you and myopic, but okay.
No, it's not. It's stupid and myopic. It's stupid and myopic to look at people based on the groups that they're in, to look at them based on the color of their skin, to look at them based on where they were born, to look at them based on their religious preference. That's what's stupid. Smart people look at individuals and what they say and what they do, and that's where that ends.
Ian, are you a moral absolutist? Are you a moral absolutist?
What does that mean?
Oh, come on. You're an educated man. Okay. A moral absolutist is somebody who perceives morals, or believes that they have an objective, almost natural-like value, right? An ethical nihilist believes that they do not. They are subject to whatever. Only the universe is the most absolute thing. So what are you?
I'd probably be the latter, more likely to believe that morals can, differ based on different people's opinions.
Okay, so what about you, Vincent? Are you an episode?
It's all right, and you're asking me, and I appreciate the call. Thank you. We got to get to other people. I guess I am because I'm a Bible believing Christian. So
you believe there's one truth, and
yeah, I believe it's Jesus is the truth. So I think it's hard for
humans to know what that truth is, if there is one truth.
Well, for me, that's why, and I understand it's impossible to, like, physically prove it. Like, you know, I can't show a picture of Jesus rising from the dead, but that's where faith comes into it, right? So thank you. So thank you for the call. All right, so now I'm finally going to finish this here, because this is what Dr. Fauci is saying about the vaccine.
Is this even worth finishing?
Yes. Absolutely. Here you go. D.E. and trust the plan. I have a plan. Trust the plan. It's taking longer. So he says the ultimate game changer in this regarding, you know, coronavirus will be a vaccine, the same way a vaccine for other diseases. Now we don't have to worry about them, Fauci said. So do we not worry about mumps, measles, was it like polio? Do we not worry about the influenza? Well, I mean, we don't. Shallow answer, we don't. But you also hear from all of these ninnies and these status and busybodies, all the pro-vaccine people, oh, you know, we're having all these viruses and diseases come back. These people aren't getting vaccinated. And they're pushing this herd immunity garbage. And so that's why, I mean, I don't buy it for a second. I think he sort of exposed himself right here. Oh, as soon as we have a vaccine, we're not going to have to worry. We could end
everything. Will be back to normal.
Yeah. And then it's going to be even worse. You're probably going to have, like, I think what they're going to do is you're going to have, like, mandatory vaccines every year if you want to be able to let out of your house, if you want to work in society.
You'll have to have vaccine papers. The police will check.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and, like, they're already coming up with, like, RFID and barcode. Things. It's totally out of Book of Revelation. It's like, I think if they had the mark of a beast come out, it's going to be something that the government forces everyone to take. So then he says, the vaccine is, as I said, it's on target. We are still in phase one. There were 3 doses we had to attest to. We had been through the first 2 doses, and we're on the highest dose now. When we get that data, it will take a few months to get that data. A few months from now, we will be in phase two. And I think they're right on target to a year or a
phase
year and a half.
Phase two.
Yes, our plan was to have I don't want to do the... Have you ever seen Spectre Gadget, the claw?
Yes, of course.
I don't want to do the claw.
It's hard to
voice.
Do that voice, man. Frank Welker.
Oh yeah, he's still voicing Fred.
He's awesome.
Fred on Scooby-Doo.
Megatron as well.
Megatron. So, and this is what he says here, it fits into the 1.5 years, right? I think the largest period of time people are calling for social isolation or via social distancing that I saw from, like, a mainstream source is 1.5 years, 18 months. In this case, you think, oh, yeah, we're going to be right on target a year and a half, right? When you have, like, what, the government that has access, like, trillions of dollars covering it. Absolutely ridiculous. So, most people I've been talking to are not trusting any of these vaccines. Hopefully you don't either, when or if it ever comes out. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about economic fallout. Americans are facing hunger crisis, demand for food banks, government stealing medical supplies from people. All that and more. This is the real deal, folks. This is Free Talk Live. And time for your calls at 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pushing hard to make more critical supplies.
Moments ago, I directed Secretary Azar
and Acting Secretary Wolf to use any and all available authority under the Defense Production Act to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases.
This ensures domestic manufacturers have supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe coronavirus cases. Stimulus checks are coming in 2 weeks. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the payments will be directly deposited into bank accounts. He also reminded Social Security recipients they don't need to file tax returns to get their share. If you do not use direct deposit for your tax refunds, a website is being set up where you can enter your banking information to receive your refund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, which you could do so by calling into the number, the toll-free number, at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And we're about to get into the doom and gloom here. We're about to talk about economic fallout, mounts, worldwide cases top 1 million. A perfect storm. U.S. faces hunger crisis as demand for food bank soars. The New Jersey governor orders state police to engage in piracy, land piracy, needed medical supplies, Germans snitching on neighbors for flouting virus rules.
Just the Germans.
Oh, no, I know, but, Germany
Los Angeles is going to start paying people to do it.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to get to that, too, but Germany has a past of it, right, because of the Stasi.
Sure.
And at one point, it was like one out of every three people was like an informant, or it was an insane
scary
number. But first, we have Jones Inc. on the on-air call-in line. Who, welcome.
What's up, Jones?
Hey, Vincent. Hey, Ian. How's it going?
Good.
I want to talk about the Reverend and his uneducated racism.
He's not a reviler. Not a Reverend.
Okay, Rev. I'll call him Rev. He seems stupid, but he said Allah Akbar is racist, and oh, those terrorists say it. Well, Allah Akbar means God is the greatest, or God is great.
That's correct.
Pretty much every like major religion, such as Judaism, Islam, Christianity, they all believe in the same God, but they believe in different prophets. So, I mean, I feel like uneducated the fact that he thinks that they're terrorists because, oh, they believe in a few different people.
Well, I think he may be an atheist. I'm not sure. It's been a while since we've talked to Rev. I think it's probably been like a year or so, at least, since he's called in. Doesn't sound like he's changed one bit, though.
I just want to say that I don't, you know, I consider myself Bible-believing Christian, I'm there are other people who share my view. Actually, I'm not part of any denomination. I believe in a Trinitarian God, so I don't believe in, like, the oneness that Pentecostals or Jews or Muslims believe in. So I just wanted to make that clear. And also, so do the Catholics, and I think Lutherans also believe in a Trinitarian God. So I just wanted to get back to...
Most Christians, that's what they believe.
The Trinity, yeah. God. So, yeah, I just want to say, compared to Islam and Judaism, and I think I can't pronounce it, but it says many others, too. There's, like, one, right? There's, like, one God.
Monotheistic.
Yeah, a lot of them are modalists, where there's, like, one God, but it has different, the essence of God has different
Aren't you really talking about splitting hairs here? I understand that to Christians, there's like, it's a big deal. To Muslims, it's a big deal. The Muslims, you know, the whole point, basically, I mean, as somebody who's read the Quran, I read it while I was in jail for civil disobedience. It's like, that's the main message of the Quran is, hey, Christians, you guys got this little detail wrong. But to these guys, to you and to the Muslims, it's a big detail.
Yes.
Like, this is a fundamental difference between the religious systems, but from on the outside, like from my perspective, it's like this is a minor issue. Like to say that it's one God or one God split into three, like we're talking about literally splitting hairs.
Well, for me, I make it a point because what I think we're going to do when they roll out the Antichrist is it's going to be they're going to say like they're going to have like the Pope. And whoever's like the head, I think in Iran, I forget if this is Sunnis or no, the Shia, right? The Shia who have like the descendant of Muhammad or something. So we're gonna have like all these religious leaders and you know some sort of new Rebbe or someone from Chabad to represent Judaism. We're all gonna get together and promote like a politician or whoever's going to be the Antichrist, and they're going to say that this is one, right? It goes into the oneness where there's just this one God, and the Antichrist is going to either be that God or the Antichrist is definitely gonna be worshipped as a god. So that's why I like to harp on the whole oneness thing, right? We're going to try and combine all the world's religions, and there's going to be a state religion, right? Which is essentially now the religion of the state. Anything else you'd like to add, Jones Inc.?
Do you have a show tonight questioning authority?
Thank you for asking, and I appreciate the call. No, Wednesdays and Saturdays are when I have my evening show, Questioning Authority, on LRN.FM, 10 p.m. Saturdays and 10:30 around 10:30 p.m. Eastern for the Wednesday show, which is DLive and Twitch only. So thank you for the call. So now we're about to begin here talking about the doom and gloom. We have economic fallout mounts, worldwide cases top 1 million. This is from the AP.
Oh, my God. 1 million sick people out of 8 billion people.
Time to force 4 billion people to stay in homes and not work and crash the global economy.
Right. It's so insane.
So the coronavirus outbreak has thrown 10 million Americans out of work in just 2 weeks.
No, it wasn't the outbreak.
It was a response.
Because if it had just been the outbreak, maybe some millions would have gotten it. Maybe some would have to have gone out of work, right? Like, if you're really sick, you can't go to work. But your business would still be there when you got better. The company for which you work that you took a break from because you got sick would still be there. Your job probably would still be there because most people can take a little time off if they get sick. But in this case, once this is over, if this is over, whatever that means, you know, let's be optimistic and say May or June, that you know, people can start going back to work, you're going to be lucky if you have a job to go back to at all. Meaning the business itself that you worked for in February may not exist anymore because the person who was running that business, maybe their business was not like, you know, super successful to where they have a ton of money just sitting in the bank that they can pay a mortgage or they can pay their rent for X number of months while no income is coming in, while no customers are coming through the door, while their doors have been forced to have been shut. So businesses that were on the precipice, right, like businesses that were just barely getting their staff paid, because the number one expense of any business is paying the employees. Okay, it's not rent. It's paying the employees. And so if these businesses were just barely getting the bills paid, just barely paying the employees, but it was working, right? Like they got enough money coming in where it's working. Well, now it's not going to be working. Now they're going to be behind in rent. Now they're not going to have as many people coming through the doors. And even if you can swing the doors open at the end of May, as some states are saying it's going to be in June or whatever, even if you can reopen, it's not like there's going to be a ton of people waiting to come in and go shopping because they are going to be impoverished as well.
Oh, and absolutely. And they could also use this as an excuse to business owners or corporations or whatever to roll out automation and make all of these jobs, you know, obsolete. So they say, oh, well, we can't, our business can't afford another mass shutdown, so let's just have everything automated. Let's have robots do everything. And then,
well, that was coming anyway, but it may accelerate.
Accelerated. It's horrifying.
It's going to accelerate the demise of businesses that were on the edge. And that includes, by the way, our business, the business of, you know, media. We covered this a couple nights ago on Free Talk Live. Newspapers are already cutting back. They're already, Tampa Tribune, major newspaper in Tampa, cutting back to 2 days a week. This was a 7 day a week newspaper. They're now Wednesday and Sunday.
Jeez.
Others going to go out in a business entirely.
I mean, well, is that really, okay, so now, is that really a bad thing, though, a lot of, because, like, CNN, and I
hear, for the employees, it is.
Well, you know, I understand, but, I mean, a lot of these newspapers have just been going along to get along, or they're just mouthpieces for the state,
sure,
or spreading fake news. So, I mean, I wonder if we might see, like, a revolution in journalism, where people move away from having a, like, physical newspaper, or website, or TV channel, where the sponsor is the owner, essentially, mm-hmm, to more of like a citizen journalist thing where you have people like, was it Project Veritas, or you have Luke Radowski's,
yep,
you know, We Are Change. So maybe at the end, and I'm assuming that the rest of the semester goes okay. I am set to graduate with a multimedia degree, so I'm certainly going to be affected by this also. The journalism field was already dismal before the coronavirus, you know, pandemic,
yeah,
hit.
Yeah, it's going to be even worse.
But I think that it might be for the best that you have a lot of these old dinosaur media being out of business. Obviously, it's unfortunate for the employees, but
they're trying for a bailout.
Them begging Trump for a bailout. Mm-hmm. The fake news media begging Trump, and he's the only thing that's been keeping them afloat too, right? If it wasn't for Trump, they'd have nothing to spread all their hate and vitriol and report on 24/7, 7 days a week. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5 star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow
a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Free Talk Live Radio, where you control the airwaves, and you can call in at 855-450-3733. And before we continue talking about the doom and gloom and economic fallout, due not to the coronavirus, but due to the response that government and the media and the sheeple had to the coronavirus, the economic fallout that's a result of that. But first, I want to talk to you about Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're helping build one. Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network so you can connect and share with others. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of a non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu. So now we're continuing here. The time is 8:48 to... Quote, was it Rush there? So continuing on here, the bleak news Thursday, this is from AP News. A record-shattering 6.6 million new unemployment claims on top of last week's unprecedented 3.3 million came as the competition for scarce ventilators, masks, and other protective gear seemed to grow more desperate and deaths mounted with alarming speed in Italy, Spain, and New York, and most lethal hotspot in the nation with nearly 2,400 lives lost. Worldwide, the number of confirmed infections hit another gloomy milestone. Gloomy. 1 million, with more than 50,000 deaths, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. So they have, like, different quotes, and I'm just going to skip around here to talk about the economics. The mounting economic fallout almost certainly signals the onset of a global recession, with job losses that are likely to dwarf those of a Great Recession more than a decade ago. About half of all working Americans report some kind of income loss affecting themselves or a member of their household because of the epidemic, and poor people and those without college degrees are especially likely to have lost a job, according to a poll from the Associated Press, NORC, N-O-R-C, Center for Public Affairs Research. With over 220,000 people infected in the U.S. and the death toll topping 5,300, sobering preparations were made underway. The Federal Emergency Management Agency asked the Pentagon for nearly 100,000 body bags because of a possibility funeral homes will be overwhelmed, the military said. So the Trump administration was formalizing new guidance to recommend that many Americans, if not almost all, wear coverings such as non-medical masks, T-shirts, or bandanas over their mouths and noses when out in public, while reserving medical-grade masks, particularly short-in-supply N95 masks for those dealing directly with the sick. Oh, yeah, and what was it? It was, I believe, this is the same government that said masks aren't effective. And, oh, don't go buy masks, you know, if you're not sick. And now they're saying, well, in fact, we don't have enough masks, so now you have to put clothing on your face. See here, if there's anything. Democrat Party pushed its nominating convention back a month to mid-August. Federal authorities propose a... it's just getting, this is just going into more of the
Biden is
here.
Saying that there may be a remote election this year, which seems awfully optimistic because this is government we're talking about, and it's not like they can just get their S together in some 6 months period of time or whatever.
Well, if they really want to do something, that's when they suddenly become competent, right? When there's no way to skim money off the top, and
they don't become competent, no. It just doesn't happen.
Well, what about, the government was able to invent, you know, allegedly invent nuclear weapons, was able to have, like, the largest sea invasion in history. It has, like, the largest, biggest police surveillance state in history. So the government's very competent when it comes down to...
No, it's usually private companies that it uses to do things.
Well, but working with the government, I understand your point.
Yeah, I mean, if the government throws enough money at a thing, then it can make a thing happen. That's true. But usually it's not in any kind of decent amount of time or at any decent cost.
Or for a decent cause either, right? We have here the Guardian. Right? You know, people who believe in the state, or at least believe in the United States government, they say, oh, well, you know, we pay taxes. We have to have a government so it protects us. Okay, well, you know, how's the government protecting people in this time of crisis when it's spending, trillions of dollars on a bailout for big corporations, where only 9% of that, I think I've seen numbers that suggest 9% of the money from that coronavirus stimulus bailout package goes to the regular people. You have here, this is from TheGuardian.com, I haven't seen this be reported in U.S. news yet, so it's very interesting a British newspaper would, or British, news agency would cover it. A perfect storm, U.S. facing hunger crisis as demand for food bank soars. An unprecedented number of Americans have resorted to food banks for emergency supplies since the coronavirus pandemic triggered widespread layoffs. The demand for food aid has increased as much as eightfold in some areas, according to an investigation by The Guardian, which gives a nationwide snapshot of a hunger crisis facing the U.S. as millions become unemployed. And now, mind you, we're only about a month, almost exactly, maybe slightly less than a month into this, and already people are starving, people are living in their cars, which isn't their fault, but I think it just shows how grossly unprepared so many people are, but they don't have a rainy day fund, they don't...
Oh, yeah, most Americans can't afford a $500 hit.
It's unfortunate. I don't know if it's because the economy has gotten that bad or because people have become that financially responsible.
No, it's financial irresponsibility, and it's not that they just got that way, Vincent. They've been that way. It comes back to what we were talking about before, where Americans aren't taught savings. They're not. We didn't talk about that aspect of it, but Americans are taught safety to some extent, meaning get a job, keep a job. But they're not actually taught how to like be safe with their money. They're not taught how to like build up a rainy day fund
or balance a checkbook. Right? You have to take a class in order to. You have to take an elective class in order to learn that. At least at the high school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
But I think like it could be a generational dissonance, right? You know, versus saying where it's like hard times create strong men create good times create weak men. Mm. You know, this is the gender, gendered version of it. And then weak men create hard times. My dad's in his 70s.
That's
He's a
pretty Interesting.
My dad's in his 70s. He's a boomer. I'm, I guess, Gen Z. So my, my father's, I guess, like a generation before most Gen Z's people's fathers are. And his father, my grandfather, lived through the Great Depression as a child, and he instilled the frugality and the hard work ethic into my father and uncles. And thankfully, my father instilled that into me. So for me, I'm surprised. Like whenever people. Whenever I hear about the financial responsibility, for me that's surprising, right? But like people don't have money in their savings. I'm by no means wealthy or just have money lying around, but always there's always that safety net of having that rainy day fund. So it's unfortunate that other people, I guess that's been lost among the generations.
Well, it's hard too. I mean, with the way the government has created this system, people are at a severe disadvantage simply by going out and getting a job, because there's so much tax to pay, there's so much overhead to just living, it's very difficult to get ahead, because people have been trained that all they have to do is get a job and then everything will be fine,
go to college, then get
a
job.
Right, so that way you have debt, and then you get a job, which is a terrible idea for most people, as we've seen with people with college degrees not actually using their degrees and ending up, as a waitress or something like that. But people are discouraged from entrepreneurialism. The system does not teach entrepreneurialism. It does not teach people how to take a risk, to strike out on their own. And the system doesn't allow that anyway. Even if people were educated to be entrepreneurial, they would be stopped dead in their tracks by the various different government regulations that say, whoa, you can't do that, buddy. You got to go apply down at City Hall and then go over to the health department and then go over to this other department, and you've got all these paperworks, to do, and make sure you get an attorney, because you don't want to you don't want to fill out the paperwork wrong. You got to make sure you do it in triplicate, cross all the T's, dot the I's, make sure you pay all the fees, bribes, to all the different government bureaucracies, so then they'll let you open your doors. How is somebody who's had a whole lifetime of working paycheck to paycheck, just barely getting the bills paid, how are they going to have the money to apply to all these government permits? How are they going to have the money to hire an attorney to jump through all these government hoops? The answer is they can't, and they don't. And so they just stay at the job that they had, and then they feel like they're stuck there. You know why people are so upset at Amazon and these other employers? Because they feel like, well, Amazon pays better than these other employers, but it still sucks, but they don't have any better option out there.
No, it's like neo-feudalism, right? Like the modern day, the working class, like the modern day serfs, right? There's no way of, not necessarily, no way. But yeah, it's very difficult for them to get out of their situation. And also, regarding the savings, right? Because of the way we have the system, right? The Federal Reserve creating money out of thin air.
It punishes savers.
Absolutely, yeah. Because of inflation, you might have like $500 in the savings account. It could only buy like $400 worth of goods in, next year. And so
all the deck is stacked against people.
Absolutely. And I think that the government, it's by design, right, or the powers that be, right? They want to collapse to get people even more dependent on the government.
Yep.
So 855-453, this is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.